各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
谢谢大会一点安排，弟兄姊妹的接纳。
I'm very grateful that the conference has arranged me to come here to speak, and I thank you for all you are receiving of me.
让我有这个机会，这个周末跟弟兄姊妹们交通。
So that I have this opportunity to share with you all on this weekend.
我的姊妹跟我最近向外服侍，长途旅行，刚刚回家。
My wife and I were out on a journey to minister to all the saints. We just returned from our trip.
我身体还没有完全的恢复。
And physically, I'm not quite recovered yet.
在软弱中，请弟兄姊妹这个周末用祷告来过渡。
So, brothers and sisters, I ask you to hold me up over the weekend in your prayers to overcome my weaknesses physically. This is my first time to come to this meeting. I came to know some brothers and sisters at Islam Christian Assembly when they still met at Edison.But it's my first time to come to know all of you brothers and sisters from Morris Point.
Morris Point? Is that the name of town? Sorry. I hope this weekend we have more opportunities to get to know some of you.
So I do hope that over the weekend I can come to know better of all of you.And this evening's dinner was really very good. And I just realized all the little kids seem to really, be having a great time. It seems that they eat and they drink, and when they rise up, they play.
我警告弟兄姊妹们，要吃了三天回去，你将放肆，有点吃不消。
But I just warn you that if you do this for 3 days, when you go home, your scale will probably won't be able to take you away.
我们印象中记得很清楚的一件事情。
And there is something I remember very vividly.
因为吃了晚饭之后，晚上聚会就非常的疲倦。
That is, the meeting right after dinner seems to be very weary. I recall that at one time, Brother Robert Xu went to our congregation. He especially asked all the brothers and sisters when they went to bed, they need to open their eyes. I know you, all of you are very tired from traveling. So please, I do have this request. Even though you're very tired and while you're listening to my sharing, open up your eyes.I myself feel very tired physically. I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning. And I left home at 7:30 a.m. I came to Newark around 2 p.m. And then I took a car ride to come here.And I arrived about 5 p.m. Therefore, it's really a long day for me. Therefore, I do ask you all to pray for me. Shall we have a further word prayer, please? Lord, we thank you in your love you have called us.
你既召集我们，求主就对我们施恩。
Lord, since you have called us, may you be gracious to us.
我们一同仰望宝座上的恩主。
Together we look up unto the very Lord on the throne.
在这聚会一开始的时候
，At the very beginning of this meeting,
你从宝座上将你的话打开，让我们听得见。
May you unfold your word on the throne so that we could hear.
我们身体的软弱，求主用恩典来扶持。
May the Lord uphold our physical weaknesses with your grace. We especially remember the brothers and sisters who are still on the way in. May you bring them to us quickly and safely. We just commit this very first session of tonight onto your hand. May the Holy Spirit move in our midst, so that all of our hearts are linked together as one before you. Lord, we especially commit the speaker and the translator to you. May the Holy Spirit help us to speak clearly, so that all of us are moved in one spirit. Even the hearers would be anointed with the anointing. May the Spirit of wisdom and revelation will bring us into the depths of the Lord. When your word is unfolded, it gives light into the depths of our heart. May the Lord reign in the meeting and having the preeminence here. Lord, accomplish the work you want to do. And gain the glory that's due to you. With reverence, we just give all the glory to our Lord. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. 请各位打开罗马书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, turn with me to Romans chapter 1.
新约罗马书第一章。
Romans in the New Testament chapter 1.
我们要请各位一同读第一章的第一节到第十七节。
Together we will read chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 17.
罗马书第一章第一节到第十七节。
Romans verse 1 to verse 17.
我们先用中文读一次，然后我们请姊妹用英语为我们读一次。
We will read the other passage in Chinese first, and then our sister will read it in English.
罗马书第一章第一节，请我们一起读。
Romans 1.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神信主耶稣基督归于你们。第一，为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下。我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神，可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们，在祷告之间常常恳求，或者照神的旨意众人的平坦的道路往你们那里去。因为我切切地想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固，这样我在你们中间因你与我彼此的信心就可以同得安慰。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道我屡次定意往你们那里要去， 要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样。只是到如今仍有，无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希律利人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信以至于信，如经上所记，一人必因信得生。
Romans chapter 1 verse 1, Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in his holy scriptures, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests, if by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now, I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often plan to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I am a debtor, both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise, so as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
我们这一次跟弟兄姊妹有四次的交通。
This time we have four sessions to fellowship with you.
我在里面给我们一个感觉，来从罗马书有一些的交通。
And within me, the Lord has given me this feeling that I would like to share on Romans.
我们刚才所读的第一章第一节这一节的圣经。
Now the verses we just read, Romans, verse 1.
保罗特别说他奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Paul especially mentioned that he was called to be an apostle separated to the gospel of God.
那我们知道写罗马书他乃是要把福音再清楚地给我们传递。
We know that Paul wrote the epistle of Romans in order to clearly convey the message of the gospel to us. Romans is an epistle written to the church at Rome. But as we read it closely, we realize this indeed is an epistle of the gospel of God. In the very first seven verses here, Paul says the very origin of the gospel is God himself. In the beginning, he says this gospel is the gospel of God.
第二节说这福音是神从前所应许的。
verse 2 says, this gospel was promised by God before. Therefore, God is the very origin of this gospel. Therefore, the very foundation is the gospel is the Bible. Because here Paul says that it is through his prophets that God had pre-told them of this gospel. And the dispensation of the gospel is based upon the promise. In the very beginning, he has promised that a Savior shall come. God has prepared this grace, a salvation for man. The Lord Jesus came and he had promised to give us life. He also promised that we should have this adoption as sons and the imperishable inheritance. He also promised us that he will bring us together into his glory. So from the very beginning to the end of the Bible, we could see the abundant promises that God has given us. Then how can we receive this in our gospel? And the Bible teaches that a very critical point for us to receive this gospel is to believe. When we believe, when we receive the very truth of the gospel, then there will be one result in us. Then we are called to be saints. We are the beloved of God. And this gospel is being delivered to us all by a group of people. They're called apostles. And in those days, Paul was separated to the gospel of God. And he received the grace from God to become the apostle. It's just like a debtor. He went all around the places to preach the gospel. Therefore, the preaching of the gospel depends on a group of people who could be used by God. These are especially appointed by God to be God's vessels in order to reach the purpose of the gospel. And the purpose of the gospel is to reveal the righteousness of God. In light of this, as we view the first 17 verses here, then we come to this impression that the Roman is an epistle of the gospel. Next picture, please. When we open the New Testament, first we see the four gospel books, and then we see Acts, and then we see the nine epistles written by Paul to different churches. In the gospel book, we read that Jesus came, who declared the Father. At no time has anyone seen the Father. Only his beloved Son in his bosom has declared him. Therefore, Lord Jesus came and brought heaven to earth. Because of his speeches, because of his deeds, people come to know what the heaven is about. All the way he went for us to Calvary, to the cross. He died, he was buried. And at the very end of every four gospel books, the end of the conclusion is always that he was raised up to life from the dead. And the Lord Jesus was received up into glory. And now this brings us from the gospel book into Acts. In his flesh, Lord Jesus did all things in the gospel book. And then he was received up into glory. And then in the Holy Spirit, he came back again. And here in Acts, the Lord spoke, he did in the Spirit. If a grain does not fall to the ground, he remains one. If it died and was buried, and it would bring up many grains. The Lord Jesus was the very first grain. Because of his resurrection from the dead, now he has brought forth so many grains. So in Acts, indeed, we see things happened. On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people believed. And then there were about 5,000 people believed in the Lord, women plus men. Therefore, we see from Jerusalem this gospel was spread out. And in all over the places, all the churches were being built. And so many people came to be called by the Lord's name. And because there are so many churches all over the places, how should the church grow? And how should God's children be built up? When it comes to problems, how should we resolve
it?
When we have mistakes, how should we correct them? Therefore, God raises one person, it's called Apostle Paul. He wrote to different epistles to different churches. Therefore, now we come to the nine epistles written by Paul. Then what's the very first epistle of Paul's letters? And this is the epistle of Romans in your hand. According to the time when Paul wrote this epistle, this is not the very first epistle he wrote. However, according to the arrangement of the Holy Spirit, this very epistle is being placed in the very first of the nine. Because in thinking, this Romans is closely right after Acts. Gospel books tell us what Jesus said and what he did. Acts tells us the result when the gospel is preached and when all churches are being built. Here in Romans, it will clearly explain and expound to us this gospel. And so we know Romans is a letter like this. However, strictly speaking, it is a gospel. It is a gospel. Therefore, in this epistle, it's repeated more and more that this gospel, this gospel. Next, please.
所以这一次我们要特别注重罗马书里面这福音这一个思想。
And in this meeting, we will pay special attention to the thought regarding the gospel.
比如说在第一章的第二节说，这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
For example, in verse 2, This gospel was promised by God before through His prophets in the Holy Scriptures. In verse 3, this gospel concerns His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in verse 9, we also read that Paul saying that God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son.
16,
for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for this gospel is the power of God.
17,
for in this gospel the righteousness of God is revealed. And in the end, Paul even mentions that he himself being the minister of the gospel. And in the very conclusion of the epistle, it says this gospel will establish our heart.
所以从这一点，我们要提出四点来对事跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Therefore, at this time, I would like to fellowship with you on four points.
今天晚上我们提到这福音论到他的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
Tonight, we'll concentrate on this gospel concerning His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以我们的思想就是神的儿子。
Therefore, tonight's theme and thought is that Jesus Christ, the God, the Son of God. And tomorrow we'll share on this gospel is the power of God. Then we will meditate on the power of God.
明天晚上主许可，我们要交通第一章十七节。
Tomorrow night, when the Lord willing, we will share on verse 17.
就说这福音将神的义显明出来，我们要交通神的义。
Now this gospel will reveal the righteousness of God, so we will meditate on the righteousness of God.
那末后我们要交通福音的祭司。
Lastly, we will share on the priest of the gospel.
就说到我们这些人承受了福音的好处。
That says that after all of us have received all the benefits of this gospel, and God has appointed us as the priest of the gospel.
于是录第一章说,
in Revelation 1, we read that He loved us and He cleansed our sins with His own blood. And made us priests to the Father. So everyone before God should have the same priesthood as Paul, as the priest of the gospel. And this is what we will share on the very last session. Now tonight we will come into the very first theme regarding the Son of God. Next slide, please.
第一章的第三节和第四节说到神的儿子。
Chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 speak of the Son of God.
这福音论到我他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
This gospel concerns His Son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh.
按圣善的灵说因从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
And declare to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Here they say the gospel is not a story. It's not a system of doctrine. Nor is it some teaching. Nor is it telling us how to be good men. It speaks of one man, the very Lord Jesus Christ. So in the beginning, when Paul speaks of this Lord Jesus Christ, he speaks of it from two perspectives. In verse 3, according to the flesh. And verse 4 is according to the spirit of holiness. It tells us the Lord Jesus is such a person. It also tells us what the Lord Jesus did. Simply put, verse 3 tells us Lord Jesus is the one who became flesh. The very content of the gospel is the Lord Jesus. A living person who lived on earth for 33 and a half years. On the first hand, that we need to know is that according to the flesh, he was born of the seed of David. We remember in Matthew chapter 1, we read the genealogy of the Lord Jesus. There it says he is the son of David. And we just read through all those unfamiliar names. At the end, we come to Joseph, the husband of Mary. And then, he continues to say, the one who called Christ is from Mary. So according to Jesus' genealogy, Jesus does seem like the offspring of David. However, in Matthew chapter 1 verse 18, we have this explanation. Actually, in verse 16, it has already mentioned that Christ was born, who was from Mary. And verse 18, we read that the angel appeared to Joseph. Because Joseph, after he heard that Mary was pregnant, he had this thought. He was a just man. He would like to put Mary away secretly. Actually, they were engaged at this time. After our Jewish custom that a couple, after they are engaged for 6 months, they're supposed to get married. Joseph, upon hearing Mary being pregnant, not being married to him yet, he thought of divorcing her. Therefore, the angel appeared to Joseph. The angel said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, Lord Jesus wasn't born from Joseph. It's totally conceived by the Holy Spirit and being put into the womb of Mary. Therefore, in Romans, when it says, according to the flesh, our Lord Jesus was born the seed of David, it speaks of this very matter. The Lord Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin. And this is in promise in Old Testament. And being accomplished in the Gospel book. And now in Romans it's being explained. So on the first hand, we could see Jesus Christ as such the one who became flesh. Why did he need to take on a human form to come to the world? Because he came in order to experience our earthly life. And because he had experienced our earthly life, so he could really be sympathetic to our needs. So this Son of God put down the human flesh. That's why when he was on earth, he was tired. He could become hungry, thirsty. And he would be grieving in the garden. And he would fall asleep on the bow of the ship. And he would become, and he became very tired at the well of Sychar. And before the tomb of Lazarus, he would weep. Because he was completely a man. Flesh and blood. With a human heart, he was able to sympathize with our problems. At the same time, he came to man. Because he was able to be sympathetic, he was able to give them grace. He healed those who were sick. He cleansed those with lepers. When children came to him, he blessed them all. When the orphans and the widows came to them, the Lord had compassion on them. When a simple woman came before him, he forgave her. On earth, he simply gave out all his grace. He could be sympathetic with the loving kindness of the Heavenly Father. He was such the Lord who became flesh and became human being completely in this world. I remember reading Brother Nee's story, and the story was about Brother Nee himself. He said on one summer that he went to Lushan to in order to get away from the heat. In the afternoon, that there was a thunderstorm. And he went to the window to close it. And while he was closing the window, he realized so many little birds coming to the fields to get away from the storm. He saw all the birds all being wet and trembling and seemed to be very hungry. So he went back home, his room, and he grabbed a handful of rice. And he was trying to scatter the rice for them to eat. But the very moment he scattered the rice, with one movement of his hand, all the birds became scared and flew away. He right away had this feeling. Inside his heart, he said, how can I make known to all these birds about my compassion for them? They didn't understand my heart. I cannot speak their language. Then all of a sudden, this thought came to his heart. There is only one method. That is, I would become a bird and fly into their midst. And Brother Nee's heart all of a sudden was brightened. That is why the Lord came to this world. Lord Jesus Christ took on a human form to come to our midst.
完完全全的是神，他来到我们中间，完完全全成为一个人。
Completely, totally, He, being God, came to us as a man. In order for us to be able to hear the voice of God. So we could appreciate God's loving kindness. So we would know there is a way to back to Father. We thank our Lord, this is why the Lord came in such a way. According to the flesh, He was born seed of David. The angel said it clearly here that the conception of Mary was from the Holy Spirit. Some people couldn't get over with this one. Especially we intellectuals think very high on reasoning. May I suggest this? Think of this way. Now, since there will be no man and no woman, and Adam appeared.
有男有女就生出一个大卫。
With men and women, and David was born.
现在无男有女就生出主耶稣。
Now Jesus Christ was born without man but with a woman.
主神是这样的一位神，没有难成的事情。
With the Lord God, nothing is impossible.
亚伯拉罕所信的神是始无变有的神。
The God that Abraham believed is the one who called things that did not exist as though they did.
在他一百岁的时候。
When Abraham was 100 years old.
他妻子已经九十岁，过了生育的年龄。
His wife was 90 years old, well beyond the age of conceiving.
按照神的应许，他们就得着一个儿子以撒。
But according to God's promise, they did receive this son, Isaac.
没有的就有了。
They did not have Isaac before, now they did.
神就是这样的一位。
And God is the God in such a way.
玛利亚没有过门，但是神给他圣灵的孕育，他就有了一个儿子。
So likewise with Mary, although he was not married to Joseph yet, but with the Holy Spirit's conception, he brought forth Jesus. And God is a God like this. He just placed His loving kindness in us. Because He is a God who calls things that do not exist as though they do. Becoming flesh, the Lord Jesus tells us that He could place humility in us. Because within us, we do not have it. He could place this peace in your heart. Because of sin within us, we do not have peace. And He could also place power in you. So that we could resist evil, we could do good. For us, we simply do not have means to do it. And God is a God like this. Now the Lord's coming, becoming flesh, simply tells us the very abundance that He has prepared for us. But how could we know that the Lord really does have this kind of power? Therefore, the Lord Jesus died. And He was raised up again. So He declared with power that He is the Son of God because of the resurrection from the dead. From man's perspective, he was just the son of a carpenter, Joseph. When he said, I and my father are one, then people rejected him. When he said he was the son of God on earth, people would slap him on his face. And the Lord went to the cross. On the cross, he did die. He was indeed buried. On the third day, he was raised up from the dead. He declared with power by the resurrection from the dead that he is indeed the Son of God. We know death is a dominion. And devil is the one who has the control over death. Everybody's scared of death. And nobody can shun it. Nobody can overcome it either. From then until now, whoever goes into death will never come out. Therefore, Chinese do not like to mention the very matter of death. I recently went to Toronto and they arranged me to stay in a hotel. This hotel is run by a Canadian. But because there's so many Chinese there, I went to the elevator. I could see the first and second and the third floor, but no fourth floor. When we first started our congregation, we bought a meeting place. So I called a telephone company to apply for a number. And I got this number and I just told all my brothers and sisters. And people say, how could the church use this number? So I said, what's wrong with it? And in Chinese, simply that no matter what way, it's a death, death, and death again. Therefore, I had to call a company again to change the number. I often feel that Chinese are so afraid of this death. Everybody's scared of death. You don't want to talk about it. Once you enter into death, you never come out. Once you go to the place of death, you never return. Therefore, Lord Jesus did one thing. He went into death. Defeated the dominion of Hades. He said, I died, I was alive, and I'm alive forever and ever. He came out of death and he held the key of death in Hades. Because within Lord Jesus is this life, is called the life of God. This life will swallow death. And this life will defeat this Hades. It will get rid of all the darkness. And because of this life of his, death died. He entered into death from then on. Death died before him. And with this, he declared that he is the Son of God. Throughout the ages, none of any person could do something like this. Therefore, Lord Jesus was the one who became flesh. He could forgive the simple woman. He could forgive the sinful woman who committed adultery right in the act. But nobody condemned her, as the woman said. The Lord Jesus said, I condemn you no more. Because of this statement, he sent himself to the cross. God is righteous. The woman truly committed adultery. How did the Son of God not condemn her? The Lord said, I condemn you no more. Because he went on the cross, he died for her sin. because this is a lie within him as the Son of God, which devoured the death. He was raised up from the death. With power, he declared that he is the Son of God. And because of his power, he was able to forgive. He was able to cleanse our sins. He was able to redeem us. He was able to redeem us from sin. We praise and thank God that He has prepared this Jesus who became flesh. He has prepared this way of salvation. So all of us who are just like this sinful a woman committing adultery, and because of death on the cross, because of his shed blood, we are able to receive the forgiveness of our Heavenly Father. And because his power has come upon us, so that we could all be delivered from sin. Romans speaks of this Son of a God. Not only so, in other passages in the Bible, we could read about the Son of God. Next picture, please. So we see in New Testament, after four Gospel books, after Acts, we then read the nine epistles of Paul, which were written to seven churches. And then after that, there are four epistles Paul wrote to individuals. We call them pastoral epistles. And then from Hebrews to Revelation, then again, we have nine letters. Now, if we read it closely, we could see the very first nine epistles written by Paul to churches, and then the other nine letters as the general letters, they are actually parallel to one another. Next, please. As these two sets of nine letters being placed side by side, from Romans until the end of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, it speaks of the Lord's salvation until the Lord comes. Likewise, is the next nine general letters. Hebrews tells us the completeness of the salvation before God. Until we come to Revelation that the Lord Jesus wants Apostle John to write. It speaks of the Lord's second coming. So it's abundantly clear that these two sets of nine letters are parallel to one another. And in these two sets, they start with Romans and Hebrews. Now in Romans we said that it's the gospel, the book of the gospel speaks of the Son of God. Next, please. In a like manner, in the beginning of Hebrews, it also speaks of the Son of God. In Romans, we read that the Son of God became flesh, he was raised up from the dead. At the remaining time, we would like to briefly mention how Hebrews reviews the Son of God. Hebrews chapter 1, please.
Hebrews chapter 1, 1-4.
The Epistle to the Hebrews, verse 1 to verse 4.
神既在古时借着众先知多方多次多方的晓谕列祖, 就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们, 又早已立他儿子为承受万有的, 也曾借着他创造诸世界, 他神的儿子, 是神荣耀所发的光辉, 是神本体的真相, 常用他全能的命令托住万有, 他洗净了人的罪, 就坐在高天至大者的右边, 他所承受的名, 既比天使的名更珍贵, 就远超过天使。
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Having become so much better than the angels, as He has, by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than they.
所以在罗马书里面说到主耶稣是道成肉身的那一位。
So in Romans we read that the Lord Jesus is the one who became flesh.
他做了什么呢?
What did He do?
为我们复活了。
He died for us, He rose for us.
他实在是神的儿子。
He truly was the Son of God.
对希伯来书也给我们说到神的儿子。
Hebrews also alludes to the Son of God. Starting from here until the end of Revelation, it all speaks of the Lord's coming. Who is the one who is the Son of God here? Next, please.
这里第一个告诉我们说他比天使更尊贵。
First, it tells us that He is more honorable than angels. The thought of the whole chapter centers on this. Since Lord Jesus, being the brightness of His glory, the express image of His person, and angels are simply ministering spirits.
主耶稣神的儿子是受膏的那一位。
The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, was the anointed one.
所以第一章第四节说, 他所承受的名比天使所承受的更为尊贵。
Therefore, in verse 4, it says that He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
到了希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3. When it compares Moses and Jesus, the Son of God, we know in Old Testament, Moses was the prophet greater than any other. He wrote the first five books of the Bible, the
22.
He led all the Israelites out of Egypt. And he received the law from God and gave them to the people. But the most important thing that Moses did was that he built this tabernacle in the wilderness, the very place where God could dwell. The author of Hebrews in chapter 3 tells us, verse 5, and Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant. However, in verse 3, we read that the Lord Jesus have more glory than Moses. Because what Moses built was an earthly tabernacle with a form. Lord Jesus, the God's Son, built the spiritual heavenly dwelling place for God. Therefore, He should be more honorable than Moses. Lord Jesus is the very one who really fills.
神全家敬宗, 他不过是全家里面的一份子, 他是那个家房屋的一部分。
Moses was faithful in all of God's house, but he was just one part of the whole house.
下面第五章到第七章,
now in chapter 5 and 6, we see how Jesus was compared with Aaron. Aaron was the high priest of Israelites. Before God, on behalf of all the Israelites, he would offer offerings for sin and gifts. But the Bible teaches that all the gifts and the sin offerings that Aaron made were incomplete. And the blood of bulls and sheep that Aaron offers could not cleanse their conscience. Although the body, the flesh, could be sanctified for one time, but within them, the conscience could never be cleansed. Therefore, priests should stand continually to serve. But the Lord Jesus, once for all, offered this sin offering. Not by the blood of a bull and ox, but by his own precious blood. He offered himself once for all, and then he sat down at the right hand of God. This God's Son, more honorable than angels, and angels, more glorious than Moses, more complete than Aaron, more reliable than Joseph, Joshua. Now, Joshua led all these people into the beautiful land. But Hebrews 4 tells us that he could not lead them into the true rest. Therefore, the Lord set up another Sabbath rest. And that is the Sabbath that the Lord wants to lead us into. Therefore, Lord Jesus said, he who is heavy and burdened and tired, come to me, I will give you rest. Therefore, Lord Jesus is more reliable than Joshua. Not only so, Lord Jesus is the Son of God. The word he speaks is more beautiful, more excellent than the words of the prophets. Therefore, in the very beginning, Hebrews says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, but has in these last days, that is today, spoken to us by His Son. Therefore, the Hebrews simply present to us this more excellent word to us. Therefore, Hebrews, when it speaks of the Son of God, is more honorable than angels, more glorious than Moses, more complete than Aaron, more reliable than Joshua, more excellent than the words of the prophets. He is such the one. What has He done for us? Next, please. In the very first chapter of Hebrews, He tells us that He has created all world for us. By His Son, God created all the world. In the beginning, it says, in Genesis, it says that God made heavens and earth. It speaks of so many things that God did. And the very earth that concerns us. But Hebrews, it tells us that not only that God created this earth. So his son not only created the heavens, but God through his son created all the worlds.
而且这样以用他权力的命令托住万有。
And more than this, he upholds the whole thing by the word of his power.
对神的儿子创造了万有，他又托住万有。
So God then created the world, and also he upholds them.
当仇敌来搅扰,
when the enemy came to harass,
地变得败坏,
when the earth became corrupt,
人落在罪里,
man fell into sin. Lord Jesus did another thing. That is, he redeemed all things.
所以告诉我们说, 他洗净人的罪,
here he tells us that he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He redeemed us who have fallen into sin and corruption. Colossians chapter 1, we read,
主耶稣借着他所流的血,
through the blood our Lord Jesus shed, that all things are being reconciled to God.
对主耶稣那救赎的工作,
now the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus,
不只是有果效在我们的身上,
it's not only effective in us,
也使这万有在败坏中受辖制的有一天要得着救赎和释放,
but also delivered all things under bondage. One day they will be free.
今天他们在叹息,
today all creation is groaning and sighing, hoping to receive this liberty of the sons of God. And this is Romans chapter
8.
So Jesus, the Son of God, he created all things, he upholds all things, and he redeems all things. And here we read that God has already appointed him as heir of all things. The Lord Jesus today in his glory,
有一天他要回来,
one day will come back again.
要承受万有,
he will inherit all things.
神要使万有都伏在他的脚下,
God will subject all things under his feet.
要成为万王之王, 万主之主,
he will become the King of the Kings, the Lord of Lords.
既是万王之王,
since he is the King of Kings,
承受了万有,
and receiving all things,
诗篇103篇说,
in Psalm 103, we read that he will reign all things.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是圣经给我们一个完全的图片。
So brother and sister, this is a complete picture that the Bible presents to us.
我们看见主耶稣是神的儿子。
So here we see Lord Jesus being the Son of God.
他道成肉身。
He became flesh.
他死里复活。
He was raised from the dead.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉, 是神本体的身像。
He is the brightness of God's glory, the very expressing image of his person.
他在神的面前成就了这一
before God, he has accomplished all these things.
这是圣经给我们的福音。
And this is the gospel the Bible gives us.
这是一个全备的福音。
This is a complete full salvation.
不只是从我们的罪开始。
Not only does it start from our sin,
从这里也说到我们和万有的关系。
But also it speaks of our relationship between us and all things.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
他实在是配得一切的敬拜。
Truly he is worthy of all the worship.
下面一张。
Where's the next one?
跳过去, 下面。 所以这个福音就有两个结果。
Therefore, there are two outcomes of this gospel.
当我们承受这福音的时候,
when we inherit this gospel,
第一,我们就得救了。
First, we're saved.
那我们这个人原来是落在罪里面。
We originally fall under sin.
我们在母腹中就生在罪孽之中。
We were born into iniquity from our mother's womb.
所以我们里面满了诡诏。
They are full of deceptions in us.
生来是一个罪人, 所以我们在世上就是犯罪。
We were born sinners, that's why we commit sins.
但是主耶稣因我们相信的时候就救我们脱离罪恶。
But upon our belief in Jesus, he saves us from the sin.
让我们能够做一个不犯罪的人。
So we could become people who do not commit sins.
在我们的里面给我们那个不犯罪的自由。
Now within us, He has given to us this liberty not to sin.
因为圣灵来住在我们的里面。
Because Holy Spirit now indwells us.
让我们不再犯罪。
So we no longer sin.
让我们对犯罪失去兴趣。
So that we lose any interest in committing sins. 罗马书
第七章说，他救我们脱离这肉体的败坏和辖制。
Now Romans chapter 7, we read that He has delivered us from this bondage of the flesh.
罗马书第八章说，他去将那生命圣灵的力来释放我们。
In Romans 8, we read that He has freed us from this law of the Spirit of life.
第二，他使用因着我们相信呢，使我们称为义人。
Now, secondly, because we believe that we are called righteous.
我们原来是罪的奴仆。
We were originally slaves of sin.
今天因着主耶稣所做的一切。
Today, because of all the things that Lord Jesus has accomplished.
在我们身上，使我们在神的面前能够被称为义人。
In us, so that before God, we are called righteous.
结果，这个义的结果，使我们是脱离那永远的沉沦。
This result of righteousness would make us to escape the eternal perishing.
我们既然被神称为义，
since we are called righteousness.
罗马书第一章十七节说，我们义人就因信而活在神的面前。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 17, we read, "We should, as being righteous, should live before God by faith."
所以这福音讲到神的儿子耶稣基督。
Now this gospel speaks of the Son of God,
他道成肉身，死里复活，
who became flesh and raised up from death.
让我们得着这福音的好处，
so that we receive all the good things of
the
gospel. We're saved.
我们就称义了。
We are justified.
现在这福音在我们身上就有两个要求。
Then there are two demands on us from this gospel.
第一个要求就是要我们相信。
First is that we need to believe.
但是我们的头脑太大了。
But since our head is so big,
我们说我们信不来。
We just say we cannot do it.
所以我说这位主耶稣是这样的美。
Since this Lord Jesus being so beautiful,
这救恩是这样的完全。
The salvation is so full.
这新生命是这样的美好。
The new life is so excellent.
朋友，请问你要还是不要？
Friends, let me ask you if you want it or not.
当你从心里面点头说我要，
When you nod your head in your heart,
那就是上帝。
Then you believe.
所以现在的问题不是信不信，而是要不要。
So the, now the question is not whether you believe or not, it is whether do you want it or not.
约翰福音第一章说的，凡信他、接待他，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
In John 1, we read that as many as who received him, he gave them right to become children of God.
你接待他，把主耶稣接到你心里来。
Receive him, receive Jesus Christ into your heart.
你就得着刚才圣经所应许的这些。
Then you obtain all those things promised in the Bible.
福音的第一个结果，这第一个要求就是要我们相信，要我们接受。
Therefore, the first demand of the gospel is for us to believe.
对我们这些已经接受的人呢
？But for all of us who have received it.
有第二个要求。
The second.Requirement is,
就是要我们去还债。
That is, we have to pay our debt.
保罗说，向所有的希利底人、外邦人、去聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们债。
Paul says that he is a debtor to the Jews, to the Greeks, to the Gentiles, to the barbarians.
我们得着福音的好处。
We have received all the good benefits of the gospel.
在我们的周围还有许多的朋友。
Around us, there are so many gospel friends.
在我们家里还有许多的亲人。
In our families, there are so many of our relatives.
在我们的住处还有许多的邻舍。
In our neighborhoods, we have so many neighbors.
他们还不认识这位耶稣。
They still do not know this Jesus.
他们不认识耶稣是道成肉身的那位，是死里复活的那一位。
They do not know Jesus is the very one who became flesh, who was raised from the dead.
我们欠他们福音的债。
We are debtors to them in terms of the gospel.
当我们认识福音，当认识我们认识我们是欠债的人。
When we realize that we are debtors,
福音的火在我们中间就要燃烧起来。
Then the fire of the gospel will be kindled from in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们在北美的生活太容易了。
Brothers and sisters, living in North America is so easy.
我们在北美的生活太舒服了。
It's too easy, nice going here.
在每天的安逸里面，我们忘掉在我们周围还有许多人急速的朝着沉沦的路上要跑去。
In our ease, we simply forget that there are so many people around us. They are running toward our eternal condemnation.
在我们那边接触的一般会众年岁都比较大一点。
In my congregation, most of them are the elderly ones.
特别在过去的两三年，接着一个接着一个就做许多的追思礼拜。
Especially in the past two or three years, one by one, we had to go through.The memorial service for them.
给我心里面深深的有一个体会，就是人生在世实在是短暂。
This gives me this urgency feeling that, as we live in this world, life is surely very short.
在我们周围每天有多少人落入了永远的沉沦去呢？
Around us, how many are they that we know are falling into the eternal perishing?
求神让我们有一个负债的感觉。
May God give us this sense of being a debtor.
我们既然已经相信，
Since we have already believed,
我们已经得着这福音的好处。
We have gained all the good things of the gospel.
让我们去做一个还债的人。
Let us be debtors.
这福音论到神的儿子耶稣基督。
The gospel concerns God's Son, Jesus Christ.
今天在我们面前的挑战就是让我们相信，让我们还债。
Today, the challenge presented to us is that we need to believe, we need to pay our debt.
圣灵像教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
The word that the Holy Spirit speaks to the church, he who has ears, let him hear.
求主让我们都听见。
May the Lord enable us all to hear his word.
请我们一同祷告。
Shall we pray together?
主，我们把这些话摆在你的面前。
Lord, we just place all these words before you.
求你借着罗马书第一章的话加深我们的印象。
May you imprint all our feelings on this very subject through the first chapter of Romans.
让我们认识你是谁。
So that we can know who you are.
也认识你所做的。
And also comprehend what you have done.
让我们就打开我们的心，完全的接受你。
So that we would open our hearts, we will receive you totally.
你住在我们的里面，让我们成为神的儿女。
You indwell us so that we become children of God.
让我们从罪恶中被拯救出来。
So that we are saved from sin.
让我们也从永远的沉沦被拯救出来。
So that we are saved from this eternal perishing.
凡相信的，求主使我们都去还债。
He who believes, Lord, help us to pay our debt of the gospel.
在我们中间或许还有不认识你的。
Among us, maybe there are those who haven't known you yet.
这个周末既然来到会众。
Over this weekend, since they have come here.
求主让他们遇见你。
May the Lord enable them to meet you.
让他们得着福音的好处。
So that they could also partake of this good things of the gospel.
享受你复活新生的生命。
Enjoy this new risen life of yours.
我们谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
把荣耀都归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.